SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, Australian officials to raise concerns with Indonesian counterparts over the early release of a man convicted over the Bali bombings. New data shows the impact of mortgage stress on newly arrived migrants. And in sport, AFL coach Alistair Clarkson turns down a role at the Bombers, instead committing to North Melbourne. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Australia is continuing to make diplomatic representations to Indonesia following the proposed early release of the bomb maker behind the explosives used in the 2002 Bali bombings. More than 200 people, including 88 Australians, died from the attack. Umar Patek is set to be released from jail within days after only serving around half of his original 20-year sentence. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the attack was horrendous, and Australian officials will be raising the issue with the Indonesian government.
They have a system whereby when anniversaries occur quite often, sentences are reduced and commuted for people. But when it comes to someone who's committed such a heinous crime, a designer and maker of a bomb designed to kill people, to kill and maim, then we have a very strong view.
Six members of the Coogee Dolphins Rugby League Club died in the attack. Coogee Dolphins president Paul Vanney says it's a shocking development.
We're completely outraged. We just cannot believe that somebody could make a decision like this to allow an assassin and a murderer out of prison in 10 years, so close to the 20th anniversary of that bombing.
The two biggest housing markets in Australia may have already seen some of their sharpest declines, according to some analysts. National home values fell by 1.3% in July, according to the latest CoreLogic figures, led by Sydney and Melbourne, where values dropped by 2.2% and 1.5% respectively. CoreLogic's research director Tim Lawless says the rate of decline is easing slightly in both Sydney and Melbourne, suggesting those markets have already seen their sharpest falls. But he adds the impact will be highly dependent on the pace of future interest rate rises. Recent migrants to Australia are facing a tougher time with mortgage stress, according to new research. Apart from language issues making mortgage applications more difficult, digital finance analytics found many South Asian families in particular need homes to accommodate large families. That means larger mortgages and sending money to extended families overseas is another factor making mortgage stress more likely. Founding principal of digital finance analytics, Martin North, says the discrepancy in mortgage stress between immigrant and Australian-born homeowners is stark. In some areas.
Across Australia, 45% of households are actually in mortgage stress. But if you look at these newly migrated families into Australia, we were seeing 65 to 70% of those actually registering as stress. So they're much, much more exposed than the average Australian.
And in the AFL, four-time premiership coach Alistair Clarkson has committed to leading North Melbourne in 2023, turning down a possible job at Essendon. The former Hawks coach had been chased by North Melbourne, Essendon and GWS before deciding to return to the club where he first began his playing career back in 1987. He will be the Kangaroos' fourth full-time coach in 5 years. Clarkson says the move just felt right.
But I do know that this is a special club that has a really nice link to its history, and now it's about getting ourselves ready for the future. But this just felt right.
He departed Hawthorn at the end of 2021, a year before his contract was due to end. The move raises further uncertainty about the coaching potential at the Bombers. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.